DW.
Batteries aren't all bad, though. They power many of the items we use every day. Cars, smoke detectors, watches, and probably the phone or radio you're using to listen to this very program. To better understand batteries, the materials they require like lithium, and whether or not we can recycle those materials to reduce our need to mine them in the first place, I called an expert, a battery engineer and materials scientist.
My name is Lauren Baranowski, and I have a PhD in material science. So what I do is study the materials that go into batteries, how they work, how do we make them better and cheaper.
To start out, I asked Lauren to bring us up to speed on the current state of battery technology.
The sea change in the battery world came with the invention of lithium-ion batteries in the 80s. And those were initially driven by the consumer electronics market, starting to put them in things like phones and laptops.
Why are lithium-ion batteries so popular and useful?
Lithium-ion batteries were really a breakthrough because of how light lithium is as an element. The other really important aspect of the lithium-ion battery is that the voltage is a lot higher than other types of batteries. You can get somewhere in the range of like 3 volts as opposed to other batteries where you're getting about 1 volt. And what that just allows you to get more power out of them.
So lithium-ion batteries in particular use some kind of rare materials, so lithium, cobalt, and these have been known to have some negative impacts when they're mined. Are there trends to move away from these materials or kind of promising new materials that might be used?
Yeah, so we're probably not going to get away from lithium. It's a really light element, and that's really what's enabled all these small portable batteries. But there are companies that are looking at alternative processes to mine the lithium. In terms of cobalt, that is another big one, that both the mining is quite dangerous and unethical, as well as contaminating to air and water. That's going to be a difficult thing to move away from just because it's in basically all the commercial cathodes that we use. So we need to invent new materials.
In terms of battery recycling, how does this work and how effective is it?
So battery recycling is really hard. It's not very common right now and it's not very effective. So it's not like the recycling of, for example, an aluminum can where you just have the aluminum, it gets used, and you just transform it into aluminum again. Because the different battery parts are pretty complex, it's a bit more difficult to recycle. The other problem is that batteries degrade over time, right? We all know this. We use our cell phone for a couple years and the battery is shot. And so because those components are degraded, by the time it goes to the recycler, it's really difficult. People are working on recycling the individual components, particularly the cathode material. The reason for that is that the cathode is the most expensive part. So it uses expensive elements like cobalt and nickel. And so those are very valuable. And people are working on recycling, but it's definitely not widespread yet.
When we take batteries to be recycled or electronics with batteries in them, that's more to kind of contain them rather than recycle them necessarily.
Exactly. Because batteries contain these heavy metals, things like cobalt and nickel, as well as, you know, safety risk, we don't want them just going in the dump. But the actual recycling of those materials is pretty low.
And one final question, since I've got a battery expert on the line, what's the most efficient way to charge my smartphone and laptop batteries to help them last as long as possible?
So battery chargers are pretty smart these days. It used to be the case that there was a lot of influence on the way that the batteries were charged and how they performed, but it's actually not so much anymore. Pretty much just plugging it in, charging it up to 100% whenever you want to, and then letting it discharge from there. The one thing with lithium-ion batteries is that they're pretty susceptible to damaging from what's called a deep discharge. So when you discharge your phone battery all the way to 0%, that's not great for the phone. But otherwise, you're pretty good. DW.